Thank you for calling in to Igmo's Collections. My name is Joanna. How may I help you?
Hi, Joanna. Are you a customer service consultant?
Yes, sir. How may I help you?
I have a couple of issues that I'm hoping that you can help me with.
Can you verify your first and last name?
Travis Labonte.
And your address?
101 Edward Street, Bossier City, Louisiana, 71111.
Okay, I have your account, Mr. Travis. Go ahead.
Well, for one, which, you know, I know y'all have been having issues, but it's been 6 months since I've gotten a fitment on my thing saying that one part is still out and no one can tell me anything about why it's out, when it's coming back in, or anything like that.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, sir. Is one item that's holding up your entire order. We're no longer skipping items anymore. So they won't be able to send out your full four until that particular one becomes available. I do not have an ETA on it at the moment, but we do get inventory in daily, and it changes daily. But the customer would know if it's in stock before an agent will, because once they send out an order or process it, you'll get an email like 4:30 in the morning before we even get to work that it has been processed.
Y'all sent me out the special thing, the second, and I never got an email telling me it was coming.
If you check your email two weeks prior to you being billed, there's an email that we send out to every customer because they get an option. When it comes to the special accounts, they don't have to have that. Those are optional, and everybody gets an email.
I'm not saying it's shipped. I wanted the shuttles, so I wasn't worried about it. But I didn't get an email saying it had shipped.
Yes, so you should have been received a notification that it had shipped out. Have you
received
it?
Yes. Next issue. One of them is damaged.
When is your next payment?
No. One of the shuttles is damaged.
Oh, okay. One of the shuttles is damaged. So if you receive a damaged item, you have to take a picture of it and send an email to our customer service address. And they'll send you a replacement one.
Okay. Which I can do that and understand that. But, you know, it's just been a combination of everything. It befuddles me why no one knows when these pieces are coming in. Like I said, I haven't had a shipment since October. Because there's one stage which you cannot... I mean, I had skipped a couple times to get more pieces. But you can't continue to build without this stage. And, you know, no one is able to tell me when it's coming in. No one knows anything. You know, where's the communication in y'all's company?
Yeah, we have communication, sir. We get updates every day. And then it's our job to check our updates to see what the updates are per day. But when a certain item is out of stock, they're still going to be out of stock until they become back available.
But they don't give you any heads up that, hey, this piece is back in stock. We're shipping it to the warehouse now.
Yeah, we'll get a request on it through our updates that say, hey, part 26 or 71 through 74 will be back in stock around April the 3rd or an expected date on it. And some of those are still pending in the warehouse if it doesn't have a date on it.
Okay. So since October, y'all have not gotten this one part in?
Yep, since October we have not. We've got more parts in January because we did an inventory shutdown. So now we're just waiting on those parts to get everything filled back up for most of the subscriptions, trying to get everything on a one flat level to know what we need and what the customers are requesting. And for anyone that knows about a warehouse, we don't just do new orders, recent orders, old orders, customers that's completed their orders. So if they had it and completed it and it's damaged, we got to replace those. If yours come damaged, we got to replace yours. If something is missing and someone didn't receive a shipment, we have to send out another shipment. So it varies when it comes to the warehouse and the parts. So we don't have an ETA on that part, but we will still send you a notification once it's available.
Okay, so I'm just sitting here in limbo for possibly another 6 months waiting on this part.
Well, we're not going to say 6 months. It's a few people. If anyone is waiting on that particular part, everybody's waiting. if someone is past your point in yours and something comes up, 71 through 74 might be out of stock for them. So it's going to vary. But once they're available, you automatically get notified. Then your shipments are picked back up, being billed every week.
Okay. So, but like you're saying, I'm just sitting in limbo until that part shows up.
Yes.
And I will, ahead of time, I will only know once it's shipped.
Yes. Once we bill you, when you see that charge on your card, you know that you're going to get the item. Because we're not going to charge you if we don't have the item to ship out.
But, you know, I'd like to know when the thing is coming. I mean,
I don't have a date. We don't have a date. We can't say it's going to come March the 31st. We're not going to say the inventory will be in on April the 6th that it would be there. Again, the customers know before we do. Because if it's in, you're going to get billed at 4 o'clock in the morning. And we may not get to work till 8 a.m. So the customers will always know when the shipment is coming to them because we're going to bill you and send you your notification of payment that we took the payment to send those 4 out.
What is the reasoning why y'all are out of stock right now?
Well, it could due to a lot of things. It could be the shipments where we're purchasing them from. It can be the boats that bring the products in on their dock. It depends on how many workers they have. It could be us moving and getting more warehouses or opening up new warehouses, moving things around, updating, trying to get a hold of the warehouse inventory for shutdown to inventory what we have. So we need to know what we need to get in to best fit the customer need. So a lot of changes have just taken place this year since January, since I know the second week of January. So we're just trying to get a hold of everything. So hopefully somewhere before the summer hit or spring, we'll be able to be in full force to go ahead and get these customers these things that they need.
So you're expecting to be able to ramp back up by, you know, hopefully by summer?
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully by July, June, because, again, if you're getting getting billed every week, you're behind now because we're no longer even skipping. Like, we're not skipping at this moment. We stopped doing that as well because when we skip an item, on the inventory side, it means that we don't need them. So if you're skipping 3, the next person's skipping 2, the other one went and bought it somewhere else, and he don't need these parts. The other one got it from a friend. He don't need it. So if we're skipping these items, the inventory don't know that we need to replace them. So when it's time for them to go out in a full shipment, then we may not have that one or two or three different parts. So we're just getting it together as a whole, but we do get updates every day. Every day is our job as an agent to check our updates on all the protocols or any changes.
Now, one thing I do want to ask, though, is, you know, the special thing is supposed to come with a shipment.
It doesn't. It does not. The shipment the special is totally different. It has its own account number. The first 8 numbers is the same as your build-up account number. The only thing that's different is the last 3 numbers. The specials are optional. A customer doesn't have to pay for them or get them. They have 2 weeks to let us know if they don't. And they normally come out once every 2 months.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is that the email that you get says it would come with your next shipment.
Yeah, it doesn't come with the next shipment. It comes by itself. If just say you had a shipment, just say we billed you on March the 1st, and your special was due on March the 2nd. You'll get an email about your March the 1st order. You're going to get your shipment about your March the 2nd order. It's going to be 2 different tracking numbers, and then they're going to come in 2 separate boxes at 2 different times. So just say we billed you for 2. They're both shipped, but you only receive 1 order. That's your buildup. And your special, when we track it, the information doesn't even update to tell us where it is. It's lost in transit. So it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to come out with your order. It comes out when it's available after it's pending for those 2 weeks. If the customer don't call, then they'll bill your card for it and they'll send it out that way. So the special is absolutely optional, and it's a separate account. And it will always be shipped by itself. The invoice will have that 1 order number on it or associated with it.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm looking at the email right now, and it specifically says your next special is coming in your next shipment.
Yeah, that's the next special shipment, not your buildup. If you look on your email, they're going to give you an account number, and the account number that goes along with that is, I'll tell you 1 second, should be 501.
That's what it's showing.
So that's the account they're talking about, not 001. 001 is your part. 31, 39, 30, 29, 28, the part you bill your Enterprise D with. That's that account number. That's totally separate. But when it says it's coming with your account, it's coming with that account associated with that account number 501.
Okay. So that's different from what it used to be, because it used to be, I think, all the same. And I remember at one point someone telling me y'all were trying to separate those two.
Well, it's always been separated. I've been here 12 years, and it's always been separated. It's always going to be your build-up account and your special account. They have the last three numbers of the account numbers are different.
And, well, speaking of which, I would also like to know the T-shirts. I've never received the T-shirt, which is supposed to be one of the gifts. I know it had been on back order, and it had held up for a short time before I separated it out.
Mm-hmm. That was back in August of last year. They were supposed to send you out an extra large T-shirt, so those are still waiting as well. But I'm glad that they moved forward and allowed you to get some other pieces, because I remember at one point in time, if someone was waiting on the T-shirt and it was out of stock, anything that's a part of an order, if one piece, one thing out of that invoice is out of stock, they wouldn't let you get anything. And people was complaining about it. It was like, well, I don't care about the T-shirt, just send my parts. I don't want to wait 3 months on the T-shirt, just send my parts. So they did do something about that and went ahead and started sending it out. But you will still receive one, an extra large T-shirt, whenever it's available.
So that is still out of stock, I take it?
Yes, sir, because it'll automatically come to you.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I have it on your order. You got it August 26, 2021. It's supposed to came out on your Enterprise D with your shipment of 15, 16, 17, and 18. Pin badges was supposed to be free. Extra large T-shirt was free.
Right. I've got the pins, but
we didn't have the shirts available.
Right. So that's still, on a
back order as well.
Yeah, I was trying to think of the term that's like an IOU type thing.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's exactly what it's called.
Okay, so that one is still pending. It's still showing on my account as pending.
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay. Well, I will get the shuttle piece sent to
customer service at eaglemouse.com. In your subject line, put your account number / damage item, and they'll know it by the 501 account number.
Okay. And I guess just keep waiting, and hopefully by June or July, shipments will start back up.
Hopefully before that, because we've made a lot of changes. So we're just trying to get a grip on everything, and we're trying to move in a different direction. So hopefully everything will speed back up, and especially for you guys that's getting billed once a week that's trying to go ahead and finish your subscription. We got some people at the very, very end.
Yeah, I had gone up to it because I've been missing so many. I was just going to do the once a month, but I'm so far behind now.
Yes, sir, but you'll always get an email about it, anything being shipped to you, okay?
All righty.
Okay, and enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you for choosing Eagle Mouse Collections. Have a good day.
Thank you.